Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast in music from The Passion of Yeshua by composer Richard Danielpour. It's a massive piece that features choirs and soloists along with a full orchestra. And it's now been recorded by the Buffalo Philharmonic, the Buffalo Philharmonic Chorus, and the UCLA Chamber Choir, along with a group of outstanding soloists all conducted by Joanne Folletta. Over the next 20 minutes, I'll share with you a few musical examples from this piece, as well as some of the composer's thoughts from the album liner notes. First, though, here's a bit more of the opening prologue. In his liner notes, composer Richard Danielpour acknowledges his debt to Johann Sebastian Bach. He writes, "The great St. Matthew Passion of Bach was a pivotal work in my life. I heard it for the first time at 17. The harmonic, melodic, rhythmic, and timbral languages of my work are markedly different from Bach's, but there are moments, particularly in the last scene, which in their own way bow to the great master. I also felt as a young person uncomfortable with and aware of some of the anti-Semitic sentiments that reside in this very Lutheran work. I had thought as a young man if I could one day write a work on the same subject without these negative connotations, I would feel as if I had done something worthwhile." From The Passion of Yeshua, here is Scene 4, titled Betrayal, with Matthew Wirth as the narrator, and Kenneth Overton as Yeshua.
I shall give this morsel when I have dipped it. when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Yehuda from Kirioth.
That was Matthew Wirth as the narrator and Kenneth Overton as Yeshua, with scene 4 from The Passion of Yeshua. Scene 6 is titled Gethsemane, with text based on Psalm 31 and then from Psalm 28, both of them Psalms of David. Here's the beginning of that scene sung by Jenai Bridges, beginning with the words, "In you, Lord, I take refuge." In Psalm 31, David laments those who would plot to kill him, but decides to put his trust in God with these words. "All I hear is whispering. Terror is all around me. They plot together against me, scheming to take my life, but I trust in you, Lord. You are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from my enemy's power. Make your face shine on your servant. In your grace, rescue me."
Thank you.
That was mezzo-soprano Janai Bridges and Kefa's Denial from The Passion of Yeshua. Composer Richard Danielpour says that the text of The Passion of Yeshua is divided into two languages, Hebrew and English. The Hebrew texts are all drawn from the Jewish scriptures, while the English texts are taken from all four Gospels, but two different translations. Many of the Hebrew texts sung by either the chorus or the two female soloists are messianic prophecies. The most important of these are from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, one of the most messianic of all prophets. Here is some of that chapter 53 of Isaiah sung by soprano Hilla Plitman and mezzo-soprano Janai Bridges. Words from chapter 53 of Isaiah. The conductor of this performance of The Passion of Yeshua is Joanne Folletta, a marvelous musician and a great champion of music by living composers. This is how she describes the work. The Passion of Yeshua is an intensely personal telling of the final hours of Christ on earth, and in Richard Danielpour's vision, the work beautifully incorporates the Jewish faith and the cadence of the Hebrew language into music of extraordinary beauty. The Passion encompasses passages of glowing spirituality, of nervous unrest, of suffering, love, and future redemption. The choruses are overwhelming in their intensity, from the swinging celebration of Passover to the denunciations of the angry mob, the unforgettable benediction of forgiveness and peace. Richard's gift for writing for voice and for the astonishing colors of his orchestration will make this work a classic for all time. Here is some more of Isaiah 53, sung by Hilla Plitman. Dora! You have been listening to music from Richard Daniel Poor's The Passion of Yeshua with soloists Hilla Plitman, Janai Bridges, Matthew Wirth, Kenneth Overton, Timothy Fallon, and James Bass, along with the Buffalo Philharmonic, the Buffalo Philharmonic Chorus, the UCLA Chamber Singers, all conducted by Joanne Folletta. Naxos album number 8.559885-86. This podcast can only give you a small window into a piece that spans 14 scenes and lasts 1¾ hours. At the end of the liner notes for this album, composer Richard Daniel Poor writes, "One of the things that has always attracted me to the person of Jesus as a teacher is that, unlike organized religion in general, no one was ever excluded. He welcomed people of all walks of life. This can be said to be true about music itself."